A festival of short films returns to Upstate Films in Rhinebeck Friday. One of the films being screened is by a local filmmaker. It's based on a one-woman show about a woman who cares for a brother with cerebral palsy. Named after Thomas Edison's film studio, dubbed the Black Mariah because of its resemblance to the black box police wagons of the same name, the Black Mariah Film Festival features a collection of short films that go on tour. Jane Steuerwald is executive director of the Thomas Edison Black Mariah Film Festival based in New Jersey. She describes the festival's mission.
To celebrate short work of open genres, including animation, experimental, documentary and narrative, and bring these films to far-flung venues where, you know, people might not have a chance to take advantage of art house cinemas in New York or L.A.
She says hundreds of films from around the world are submitted annually. Once the field is narrowed, a jury selects roughly 50 films that will form a library and tour for the year. Steuerwald curates a program for each venue. She says there are still some venues that have continued programming Black Mariah since the start of the festival more than 30 years ago.
One of them, for example, is in New York. The Crandall Library in Glens Falls, New York, is one of our, you know, our longest-running venues.
Woody's Order is one of the 8 Black Mariah films being screened at Upstate Films. It is based on a one-woman show written and performed by actress Ann Talman. Family legend has it that she was ordered into this world in 1956 by Woody, her then 8-year-old brother with severe cerebral palsy, to care for Woody if and when their parents could not. At the time, Woody was not expected to live past 12. Red Hook resident and filmmaker Seth Kramer of Ironbound Films talks about the genesis of Woody's Order.
She had raised him after their parents died, wrote a one-woman play about the experience, and wanted to perform the play for her brother before her brother died. And she asked if I could film that performance. And then as an aside, Ann said, and, you know, do you think other people might be interested in seeing it? I mean, I was just wanting the footage for myself, but maybe could it be like a movie? And I was like, oh, are you kidding? Not to be a jerk, but this sounds amazing, you know. We filmed Ann Talman, this actress, performing her play for her brother, and we turned it into a short film. And I have to tell you, my partners and I have two partners, Daniel and Jeremy. We've been making films for 25 years. This is, without a doubt, the most emotional film that we've ever done. It's funny and it's fascinating, and it's also just it's really devastating.
What came up for any of you during that filming that, you know, kind of made you, I don't know, took you aback, perhaps?
Yeah, a lot. I had never really met or spent any time with someone who had severe cerebral palsy. So I don't know anyone in my life who has that. This is the kind of person that I would see walking around, you know, at a museum or in a park, or out and about, being you know, wheeled in a wheelchair. And the last person on earth I would go to approach to have a conversation with, because it's intimidating. You know, you want to look at this person because they look sort of strange. They're maybe a little twisted about, and they have no control over their, in Woody's case, over his head. He could had trouble lifting it. You want to stare, but you know it's rude. You don't want to talk to them because they can't talk back verbally, so you imagine that would be very difficult. But there's a fully functioning brain in there. That Woody's brain was not impacted, so he is like anyone. He just can't speak or communicate. So this was an opportunity, making this film, to get to know someone like this. And the amazing thing about this short film, it's only about 15 minutes, is that by the end of, I'd say by the halfway point, even though this character, Woody, can't communicate verbally, you can sort of start to read his expressions, and you can really understand what he's communicating. It just takes a while. You have to sort of focus on him. And then it's like he's talking. And that's a really amazing feeling, and it's kind of liberating, because I think it helps not just me, but audiences connect to people with this kind of severe disability.
Kramer says he is proud of the film, especially for how it invited him to communicate with Woody and now others with cerebral palsy who use a wheelchair and are nonverbal.
I was really moved by Woody's experience watching his sister perform this play about their lives together. At first, you know, you're watching Woody for his reaction, and you can't get a read on it. But then suddenly you could see that he's laughing. It's a very funny play. Or he's holding back tears at an emotional part. Or he's reacting sort of surprised, or he's agreeing with something. And then, you know, during sort of the breaks in filming, I would ask him how he's doing or talk. And just with minimal help from his sister, I could, you know, get a sense of what his life was like, and what his interests are. Turns out he's a spiritual person. He's deeply interested in sports and politics, and so you could have a conversation with him. And so it was a really terrific experience for me to make the film.
Woody, who has since died, was able to attend the film's premiere at the 2017 Tribeca Film Festival. Black Mariah Festival director Jane Steuerwald will conduct a Q&A with the audience, along with filmmaker Seth Kramer and writer-performer Ann Talman. The show begins at 8:15 Friday night at Upstate Films in Rhinebeck. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.